Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that was a smooth remake of Tender Love by DL2, also known as The Meows, produced by B-Fats and Just Music. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Darlene Lewis, and you are tuned in to Hear No Evil. What has happened to real music? Where are the real singers, poets, hip-hop lovers, and scribes? What happened to the cipher? Can we please save the music from the present state? Let's talk about it. Give me a call, if you can, 347-989-0761. There's so many things going on in the world, from Fort Hood being attacked by their very own soldier, to young people being arrested. I mean, everything's going on is crazy. Jennifer Lopez's first husband is trying to sell some video footage of her. a contestant from Miss California has a sex tape out. Everybody's doing everything they can to get into the limelight. Chris Brown and Rihanna are doing talk shows to talk about what happened. Tune in Friday to watch Wendy Williams because Chris Brown will be on there. But the most craziest thing is my boy Mike Tyson. According to authorities, former boxing heavyweight champion Mike Tyson was booked on suspicion of battery after a run-in with paparazzi at a Los Angeles International Airport. It seems the police report states that the incident happened in front of several people at the United Airlines ticket counter around 4:30 p.m. Local time, California, about 2 days ago. Tyson told police that the photographer struck him in an attempt to provoke him. Looks like it worked. While the photographer states that Tyson punched him in the face and tried to take his camera. After being held in LAX lockup, Tyson was taken to a local precinct and booked. The photographer was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment of a cut on his head. Both men wished to press battery charges. After a spokesperson for the photographer spoke, another spokesperson spoke for Tyson, stated that the boxer was trying to protect his wife and 10-month-old child whom he was traveling with. Now, I understand that the paparazzi, you know, for some strange reason, has the freedom of the press, but let me tell you guys something. Don't forget, this is the same Mike Tyson that used to whip Robin Givens' butt, the same Mike Tyson that bit off a piece of the ear of my boy, Evander Holyfield, the same Mike Tyson that picked me up in the air and tried to give me a hickey on my neck in front of Jam Master Jay and Daryl Mack of Run DMC backstage at a Def Jam concert about 23 years ago. And then he apologized 20 minutes later as if nothing happened. This was the same Mike Tyson that tried to trip me in a house party that Timmy Gatlin, formerly of Guy, gave a New Year's party that 1990. Mike Tyson, the same Mike Tyson, used to pinch girls on their butt in the clubs that we used to go to. The same Mike Tyson that beat Mitch Green ass in Dapper Dan. Why are people acting like Mike Tyson is a normal person? You can't just walk up to Mike Tyson and be like, I'm taking your picture, and then follow him in the bathroom. First of all, he's depressed right now. He's trying to do good things with his life. He just lost his daughter. He is in mourning. He just had a baby. His wife is probably going through postpartum. And don't forget, he's no longer in the boxing ring. So he's a regular person right now. Leave Mike Tyson alone. Everybody's trying to mess with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is going to snap. This was his boiling point. Please leave Mike Tyson alone, okay? I understand that violence is like the last result, but come on, somebody's coming harassing you and your children, trying to take pictures of your newborn baby, what would you do, okay? Now, on another note, there's no threesome for Omarion. Omarion is just full of quotes these days. Aside from releasing his latest video, Get It On, featuring Gucci Mane, the former B2K singer has been quite the media whore lately. The latest interview has speaking to Sister Magazine about his apparent disdain for bisexual women. No disrespect, but no Amber Rose for me. Everybody has their past, and don't get me wrong, I'm not judgmental at all, but I do like a certain amount of class. And Omarion wants to set the record straight about his relationship status once and for all. I'm not married. I'm chilling. At this moment, I'm not dating. I have friends that I converse with, and I have the male-female camaraderie, but there's no girlfriend at the moment. That Christos boot camp must have scared Omarion straight, literally. No, I'm just kidding. No show for Little Kim. Now, According to Hip Hop Blog, a company called Abstract Visions Entertainment told TMZ.com that they paid Little Kim $20,000 to make 6 club appearances in London between November 7th and the 14th of November. Apparently, the rapper pocketed the 20 stacks and bailed as she was a no-show for the first gig. Abstract, spelled A-B-S-T-R-A-K-T, claims Kim got a nosebleed the night of the first gig and never showed up to the club. When they tried to reach her, they were told she was heading back to the States. On the contrary, Kim's people are saying that she did have a nosebleed, but she was a no-show due to poor planning and not being given a schedule. Kim allegedly used the $20,000 to go to and from and for travel expenses to return to the States. This is foul, but $20,000 for 6 club appearances is cheap. How the mighty have fallen. I don't believe that Little Kim would flinch on $20,000. Kim got $20,000 stashed in her home. So I don't believe this. I just believe that things happen and there's a communication gap. But I hope my little Kim work it out. Now, before we go into any other news, I just want to remind you that you can call in to promote your products, goods, and services at 347-989-0761. We also produce Celebrity Showcase Television, which airs every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. on Channel 56 on Time Warner Cable and RCN Cable, Channel 83, and on the Internet. We stream the show simultaneously every Wednesday at 6:30 at MNN.org. Just click on 56 for Celebrity Showcase. We'll be right back.
Let me talk to him. I guess you know you made it when they start talking about you, right? Welcome to fame. Yeah. Y'all don't pay me no mind. Gotta get some stuff off my chest.
Young, energetic, famous, but don't really spread it. Rich enough, fairly hot. So basically, sex is not difficult to get. That ain't my fault. No, no. Listen, and judge. Cause I might take advantage once or twice. People tell me I'm not right. Thinking that sex runs my life, but that just ain't it. So let me clear it up for those who have obviously misread the code. Listen to me now. Now, now.
Play your line.
But girl, if you don't mind,
That was so hot. Okay, now, G-Unit. After stepping down as the president of G-Unit Records, oh, we have a call. Let's see. 1 second. I think we have a caller. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're calling in here, no evil. Hello?
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Hi, who's calling?
Yeah, this is Nick G.
Nick G, where are you calling from, Nick G?
Yeah, I'm calling up the Gulf Coast. That's the Lower Mississippi, Alabama, Florida.
Oh, dirty south in the house. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
How did you hear about our program?
Well, you know, I was browsing, you know, your own light, own air light was on.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said your own air light was on.
Oh, okay. And you were browsing.
Yeah, you know, I always browse and because I got my own show.
Oh, what's the name of your show?
My show is B-Net Radio.
And what do you talk about on your show?
Well, we don't have a whole lot of topic. We're mostly into the music, you know, underground, independent artists and whatnot like that.
Okay, so how's the show coming for you?
Oh, it's going great. Jam-packed every night.
Oh, really? Well, every week we have different guests. We have legends of hip-hop and R&B that call in. Tonight we're basically just going to play some good music, and we appreciate you calling in. So please listen to the show every Thursday at 6:30, okay?
Okay, then, love.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Yes.
Bye-bye. I love when people call in the show and just let me know that they're listening. Shout out to the caller that just called in. I wish we could have talked longer, but we only have 8 minutes left on the show. Do listen to the show every Thursday at 6:30. Normally on for an hour, but tonight we're moving around. Got a lot of editing and stuff to do, working on my book promotion of Hip Hop Before the Bling, which is my book that you can get at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. Here's a little something from Leona. I think she's my cousin, Leona Lewis. That was Leona Lewis. Oh, my God. I really love her. Listen, we're about to head out. So if you didn't catch me this week, you can always catch me next week. Until then, you'll always be my boo. Always.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming because you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
See, y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? I was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name. Girl, I was there, and you were my baby. It started when we were younger, you were mine. Now another brother's taken over, but it's still your eyes. Even though we used to argue, it's alright.
It's alright, girl, that's okay.
I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but you will always be my
love.
Don't forget to tune in every Thursday at 6:30, 347-989-0761. blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I got 1 minute left. If you want to call in and make a selection for next week's a music catalog, you can, 347-989-0761. Until then, thank you for reaching out to me. I love you for listening as always. Remember, purpose, drive, wisdom, space, opportunity, preparation. All of this means nothing without belief. You must believe it, live it, dream it, hear it, know it, do it, because it's real. Tell all of those hopeless, downtrodden souls that try to steal your energy that there's no rest for the weary. and that you are too busy to not have a purpose. Purpose, 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 drive, space, opportunity, wisdom, prepare. Believe it, live it, dream it, hear it, know it, do it, because it's real. Thank you.
No. I changed it to half an hour because I didn't know whether or not the computer was going to be working. Thank you. Jay, do you need your computer, your keyboard? Huh?
Get him off your bed. Come on, puppy. Views are mess. He's a wild. He's just out of control. He's out of control. Y'all need to stop pulling this wire because. That wire that's hanging out there. Did y'all eat all the food?